You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome in a very special edition, MLB.com Extras. It's our National League Division Series matchup, the Cardinals and the Cubs. We have Jen Langosch here representing the Cardinals, Kerry Muscat from the airport representing the Cubs, and let's get the preview. Kerry, let's start with you. First of all, a great win over the Pirates in the wild card game. You know, the momentum, the excitement of continuing to play, continuing that run for this team. The only drawback, of course, is that you had to use Jake Arrieta, who was brilliant, and now likely won't be able to see him until game three.
Yeah, but I think they'll be okay. Although I think Arrieta, if you asked him, he would tell you that he could pitch every game. But that's probably not going to be the case. I think they'll be okay. Lester has experience. This is sort of what the Cubs paid him for. So John Lester will start on Friday in game one. I'm really not sure what's going on in game two. To be honest, we were so focused on the wild card, we never had a chance to ask Joe Maddon what his rotation was going to be. But there's a lot of momentum. There's a lot of energy. I have to admit, it's very weird standing in the clubhouse next to Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam with David Axelrod, Obama's assistant, former assistant, right around the corner. It's a very surreal evening when they clinch the wild card, and they've got them going. They've got a lot of support. And the cool thing was Anthony Rizzo last night mentioned that one of the reasons they want to do well is for the past Cub players like Ernie Banks. And it was just a nice moment and a nice memory to bring up.
Yeah, and it's a great story, and there is definitely that little pixie dust element to this Cubs team. Jen, on the other hand, the Cardinals doing what the Cardinals seemingly do every year, which is just methodically chip away, pick up the wins, another 100-win season. And for the first time now, this storied rivalry in the postseason, what's the tenor of these players? What's the mood like right now? What have they been doing just to sort of keep themselves ready for Friday?
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a team that will have been off for 4 days before this division series started. And really, you back it up, after they clinched their division title in Pittsburgh, which was a Wednesday, the final week of the season, many of their regular players have hardly picked up a bat since then. I mean, you're talking about Jason Hayward, Johnny Peralta, Matt Holliday, among those who will have had two at-bats in the last 8 days. That being said, the Cardinals believe the rest can do them well. This is a team that really had to grind through a 162-game season with the number of injuries. They had to push some other players maybe further than expected. This is a team that has played a number of really close games that have flipped late, so very tense games. So I think the rest can do them well. Mike Matheny gave this team Monday and Tuesday off, so some players, Yadi Molina among them, did come on Tuesday to do some work. They had a workout on Wednesday. They'll hold another workout on Thursday. And, they wouldn't talk before the wild card game about which matchup they prefer or kind of who they were rooting for, if anyone. But let me tell you, the mood here in St. Louis is very excited. This is a storied rivalry now, meeting for the first time in October. So a lot of anticipation here.
Yeah, it just sets up to be a really fun week and change with these two teams getting together. But, Jen, let's stay with you. Kerry mentioned, John Lester, he's going to make the start in game one. He is a guy that they did pay plenty to come in and handle these big moments. The Cardinals going with John Lackey, how does the rest of the pitching stack up from your end?
Yeah, I mean, this is a Cardinals team that doesn't necessarily have an ace. They lost that when Adam Wainwright went down, but this is a rotation that, all season was carried by its depth, and I think that's what they're going to hope plays in October. After John Lackey, Mike Matheny has not announced his rotation order, though I would expect that we'll see lefty Jaime Garcia here in game two. He's been as consistent as Lackey has been all year, and his numbers at home certainly would seem to suggest that the Cardinals would rather him pitch at Busch Stadium than at Wrigley Field. And then that means you set up to have Lance Lynn and Michael Wacha in some order pitch at Wrigley Field. So, again, this is a team that you don't necessarily have the one guy that stands out. There is no Jake Arrieta on this team, but they do believe that 1-4 is just as strong. And then, of course, you have the obvious storyline of Lackey versus Lester. In a series where we're not short on stories, this is going to be a big one on Friday night.
Yeah, Kerry, what do you make of that? You excited to see these two former Red Sox going head to head? Is there extra drama there? Do we really need it?
Extra drama. Well, I know Lester got his first major league hit off of John Lackey so earlier this season, and that was a big deal. Apparently Lackey signed the ball, gave it to him. They celebrated appropriately afterwards, although I don't think Lackey probably celebrated as much as Lester because Lester was the one who got the hit. They do have a history. They do know each other well. I think this is good for Lester just because he does know them, and part of this season has just been a lot of adjustments for him going from the American League to the Cubs and the National League. One of the things, I think the Cubs might be a little more relaxed going into this series is the same reason that they were a little relaxed facing the Pirates is that they know them. I mean, they played the Pirates, they played the Cardinals 19 times this season. You know, this will be number 20. They felt that way with the wild card game. They knew their opponent well. They knew Gerrit Cole well, and they know Lackey, and they know what the Cardinals like to do. So that would probably help them relax. There's not that, like, oh my gosh, it's we're in the division series type jitters.
Yeah. Well, and they seem to be that team playing with nothing to lose. Let's talk about the bullpen.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, the Cubs have to feel pretty good about the fact that you get as much rest as you're getting right now for the bullpen. Arrieta going the distance on Wednesday night was huge because you've got Thursday off as well. You had Tuesday off. I mean, the bullpen should be in pretty good shape, I presume. How do you stack up the two bullpens, Gary?
Yeah, the bullpen is fine. I mean, that's kind of the least of their worries, Some of us on the plane ride from Pittsburgh to Chicago were discussing what they're going to do with the roster, and I can't see too many tweaks that'll be major. You know, they'll have to add another starting pitcher. They'll have to they'll lose a position player, which won't be a big deal. You know, but the bullpen, you're right, the bullpen should be fine. Rondon is rested. The only player in the bullpen that may never want to get out of there and pitch in St. Louis is Pedro Strop, who I think that's been a nightmare place for him. He's got like a 31-something ERA at Busch Stadium, so I'm guessing that if Joe can figure out a way to put him in a real, what's the word? Sorry, a little jet-lagged. Some kind of situation where he knows that he could have success to get him to build his confidence up. Joe's real big on that. That would probably help. But that Strope, it'll be interesting to watch Strope's the bat or Strope's outings in at Busch.
Yeah, if he gets any. You know, the downside.
So I haven't had coffee yet, so I just got on the plane. So.
Yeah. Hey, these are long nights this time of year for everybody, but. Jen, on the Cardinals side, talking about the bullpen, it's nice to have the rest, and they've had plenty, but sometimes there can be a little downside to having too much rest, right, whether it be for starters or for relievers, although, I don't know, maybe the relievers would argue that point with me, but do they feel pretty good about the way things set up right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mentioned earlier the position players that got all that rest. You look at closer Trevor Rosenthal, for example. His last outing was on Monday, September 28th, and he hasn't pitched since then. And again, I mean, these are guys, they're pitching on the side. It's not as if they're taking 2 weeks off and sitting back and relaxing. They are getting their work in. You know, that being said, I think the bullpen is going to be an interesting facet to watch for the Cardinals. This is a group that it's been their strength this year. I mean, they finished second to the Pirates in bullpen ERA among National League teams, so it has very much carried this team. You know, a team that doesn't score a lot of runs has really had to rely on its bullpen. That being said, you have a guy in Kevin Segarist who made a career-high 80 appearances, and we saw a little bit of fracturing from him late in the season. Seth Maness, his second half wasn't nearly as strong as the first half. Jonathan Broxton and C-Sheck, two guys they traded for at the trade deadline, have looked really good at times and then have both struggled to find the strike zone at times. The wild card in all of this, of course, is Adam Wainwright. And, you know, watching Wainwright make three appearances last week, he got better each subsequent time he took the mound. Talked to him yesterday. He feels great about where his command is. He showed all his pitches in his appearances. So it's going to be interesting to see where the Cardinals fit him in. I would envision him, along with Kevin Segarist, slotting in a setup role. But again, this is a bullpen that did show some holes lately, but it's going to be one, you know, I don't expect this offense to break out. They haven't for 6 months, so why would they this week? So it's going to play a pretty big role if the Cardinals are going to advance past Chicago.
Have the Cardinals scored a run in, like, the last couple? Haven't they been shut out for a long time?
Yeah. The Cardinals did not score a run in Atlanta, so they were shut out for the first time, I believe, since 1976 in a three-game series. So, you know, the flip side of that is they also used that series to rest several of their regular position players, so they weren't necessarily out going for wins as much for kind of preparing. But not exactly the note you want to end the regular season on.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Dave.
And that, it is a good point. I mean, they spent 11 runs in the second game of that doubleheader on Wednesday, and then, you know, they haven't scored since. So it has been a while since somebody's touched home plate. But, you know, speaking of home plate, that little 17 inches of real estate that's so heatedly battled over game by game, and Kerry was just in the middle of this. I'll start with you, Jen. You know, the Cardinals have a good reputation of being, let's say, tough. Right? They don't back down from people. We just saw the Cubs and the Pirates, you know, go chin to chin there over some pitches inside on Wednesday night. Do you see the potential for a little extra tension in this series that way?
I'll let you go, Kerry.
Oh, okay. tension. Well, the bench is cleared in the wild card game after Arrieta was hit, so these guys are used to tension. I think the biggest thing, the Cubs aren't, here's how I can put this best. The Cubs are not intimidated by the Cardinals the way they were at the start of the season. I think the team has evolved, over the course of the year. And I think they proved it in the last two series where they met in September, both home and road. Cubs took 2 out of 3 in both of those series. And I think that was huge. And Madden made a point after the St. Louis series that finally that these guys now knew that they could win there. And that was something that was really big for them. And that was something that they needed just confidence-wise. So, tension, I mean, there's always, as Arrieta described the incident last night that sparked the benches emptying, he said it was just the playoffs and tensions are high, and so there'll be some tension just related to that. The Cubs also don't want to be perceived as pushovers. You know, they may be young and they may be inexperienced, but they feel very confident about themselves, and just about everybody in that clubhouse has a T-shirt that says "We are good," and they believe it.
Yeah, and I'll echo Kerry, just, you know, and having watched the Cubs a couple times every year. It is a different looking Chicago team when they play St. Louis. It was in September. You know, you used to watch the Cubs, particularly when they came to Busch Stadium, and it just looked like they didn't believe that they were as good as the mighty Cardinals, and that has shifted. And I can tell you, a series the Cardinals played in Chicago late in September might have been the funnest series for me to cover all year, just all that went on in there. And that Saturday, you know, Friday, obviously, the Cubs hit Matt Holliday unintentionally, certainly in the head. Cardinals end up hitting Anthony Rizzo for a second time, and Joe Maddon goes off, and, you know, Tony Soprano in the dugout and calls the Cardinals vigilantes. Then the next day, the Cardinals get hit three times and end up losing that game. And the mood in that clubhouse afterwards, I don't know if I can accurately describe, because I've never felt anything like that. And nobody would say anything, but you could just see the kind of the seething tension within there. And that next game that they won on Sunday, which the Cardinals got out of a mess of an eighth inning jam to do so, probably the biggest win of this Cardinals season, if you'd asked a lot of these players, just what it meant emotionally. Also, you certainly didn't want to leave Wrigley Field having been swept by a team right on your heels. So, yeah, this is a Cardinals team that recognizes the Cubs are now here to play. You know, I thought it was funny in Matt Carpenter and talking about his former TCU teammate, Jake Arrieta, said, yeah, I used to root for Jake to do well all the time, especially when the Cubs, you know, weren't postseason contenders. That's not the case anymore. I can't root for my friend. And that's certainly, I think, how the Cardinals feel. They respect the Chicago team in a way they haven't in recent years.
Of course, Arrieta says that Carpenter's lying when he says that, but but folks that want more can always read about that story on Cubs.com and Cardinals.com. But anyways, we move on. So that's my promotional plug.
No, that's just it, right? You get all this good stuff at Cubs.com and Cardinals.com. But one last thing for each of you. We'll wrap it up. And I'm not going to ask you to necessarily predict how the series plays out. If you want to throw that in there, you certainly may. But I guess I'd put it to each of you. What do you see as potentially being that fulcrum on which this thing tilts your team's way? So in Carey's case, you know, is there some X factor here that, you know, when you compare bullpens or compare starters, it may not be obvious, but something else that you think might tip this into the Cubs' favor? And the same for you, Jen. I'll let Carey go first.
An X factor. The biggest X factor all year has been Joe Maddon. I mean, because we're never quite sure what he's going to do. For example, in the wild card game, he starts Tommy La Stella at third base, and we're all kind of looking at each other going, why? Because La Stella is fine offensively, but otherwise, no. Then went back and looked at, sorry, I'm going to go long-winded on this. Then went back and looked at Arrieta's last start, and La Stella was there, and it turned out La Stella didn't have to handle, I think he handled one ball the whole time. And Maddon had set him up there because he wanted the offense. He didn't have to worry about the defense because he knew that the way Arrieta pitches, the ball's not going to go that way, so it was okay. I mean, there's a lot of little nuances that Joe has in terms of making out the lineup, in terms of the way he sets up things, and that to me is the wild card factor. It's just what's Joe going to do? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I like that. What about you, Jen?
You know, I think for the Cardinals, it's going to be the same X factor there's been for the last 6 months, and that's health. You know, we're going to find out here in a day or so if Yadi Molina is going to be behind the plate. He alone is an X factor, and that's not to take away anything that Tony Cruz can do. And Cruz, you know, over the last 2 weeks of the season, played every day and did quite well. I mean, the pitching staff, the result didn't really dip. Actually, Tony hit right around 290, again, over the last 2 weeks. So he can carry the position. But Yadi, I mean, there's no more valuable player on this team and maybe in the league than Yadi Molina. So his health, I think, is going to factor widely. And then just the general health of this team. You know, Matt Holliday has played 9 innings only once since July. Randall Grichuk is still limited in his ability to throw. Even Piscotty, we saw him, thankfully come back okay from that collision, but he's played only one game since September 28th. There's just a lot of guys on the mend, Matt Adams being another, that haven't had a volume of at-bats to really give you a lot of confidence. You know what they can be, but what will they be in a short series? And that's a big question mark for the Cardinals. And certainly I think you top that list with Yadi Molina.
Yeah, it's going to be very much worth paying attention to. Boy, for the first time
ever.
It's
going to be pretty lively, I know that.
I think it's going to be very juicy, and you would expect it with these two teams. But I just think there's a little more in the air this time, too. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, I appreciate it. Carey, get a cup of coffee, try and sneak in a nap.
Okay.
Yeah. Indeed. All right, Jen, thank you as well, and we look forward to catching up again real soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, this is MLB.com Extras, special edition National League Division Series matchup, Cardinals and Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.